guys, and welcome. I am so excited that you're here. My name is Stephanie, and this is the Unshakable Crown podcast. Unshakable Crown is my husband Caleb and I's company, and it's also the meaning of our names and mission. Caleb means unshakable, Stephanie means crown, and we have this mission to speak value and worth over people and identity that can't be shaken. So thanks so much for being here today. We are wedding photographers and we do portrait photography. We blog, we talk about relationships, both with God, each other, and the marriage relationships and family relationships. And we have a gift shop. So we really appreciate your support and just love hearing your feedback. So today I'm really excited about what I'm talking to you about. And it's something that I talk to Caleb about all the time. And I just want to kind of do a disclaimer that anything I talk about on here, I'm not saying that I am great at it. I am not. And usually the things I share on Instagram or, you know, on our blog or here on our podcast are things that either I've very much struggled with in the past or that I'm really trying to learn and incorporate in my life. It's nothing that I think that I have all together. So I want to say that. And also, sorry if I sound all nasally. I have really bad allergies and have had a pretty hard time breathing lately. Luckily, I'm going to be starting my allergy treatments. I'm going to be getting shots to hopefully immunotherapy to hopefully not have as many bad allergies. So hoping and praying that works. If you want to pray along with me, that would be awesome. So anyways, I apologize for that. And let's get right into it. So the topic today is you are not a mistake. I just want that to sink in for a second. Do you believe that? You are not a mistake. So it's about to get real. You know, I like to keep these podcasts super real and vulnerable with you guys. And I truly believe that you are not a mistake because God does not make mistakes and he made you. So I want to say that again. God does not make mistakes and he made you. We make mistakes, but he doesn't. He forgives us for our mistakes and we are more than our mistakes, that we make or the mistakes that have been done to us. So I say that to you, but that's really hard for me to believe. Seriously, at times I really have felt and still at times can feel that my life at times that it's even hard for me to say out loud that my life is a mistake. Okay, so saying that now and, you know, after just looking at all these scriptures and doing all these different things to prepare for this podcast, you know, it feels weird saying that because I know that's not true, but so many times in my life, I have felt that way and can feel that way. And I don't like to admit these things, but I am sharing this in the hopes that other people that might feel the same wouldn't feel as alone because they know that they're not the only ones who have felt this way or feel this way. And I'm not proud to admit that depression and self-hatred have been companions in my life. I can dwell on things about myself for way too long that I don't like about myself. And I wonder why God has made me certain ways. So I just wanted to share a couple of those ways, not to have you feel bad for me or anything like that. That's not the goal. The goal is just to be real of things that I wonder. So like certain things I wonder about is why I'm so sensitive. I'm emotionally and physically super sensitive. I wonder, you know, why certain things in my life have happened the way they have. I wonder why at times I can't control my temper and I say things I don't mean to people I love that aren't nice. I wonder about, you know, certain ways of the way that I was made and just wonder like, God, did you make a mistake with me? Because why am I like this? You know, and then I just need to remember, okay, it's okay. I'm not perfect. That's obvious. But it's okay. And I know someone that is perfect and that's who I can rely on. It's not me that I'm relying on. It's God. It's Jesus. Jesus made me. He loves me and he doesn't make mistakes. So over the last, I guess it's been like 9 years now that I've, you know, really surrendered my life to Jesus, but it's also like a daily task and not something that, you know, moment to moment, I can definitely try to take that control back. But when I, you know, I'm super close with Jesus and just like really trusting him, it just, I really do feel free. The tension is off of me. It's off of my mistakes, and it's about God and what he's done and about loving other people. And holding on to Jesus and his truth really sets me free. But it's a constant struggle to not hold on to the lies from the past. It's a constant struggle for me to not want to take back control because I'm can be extremely controlling. And it's a battle. And I know I'm probably not alone in this battle. When I was growing up, I always had a smile on my face in public. I just, you know, in class and, you know, with friends or whoever, I just, it might have seemed like I was always super happy, but inside that's definitely not how I always felt. And I would look at other people and think, oh, they must always feel happy and they must always have everything all together. But I realize now that's not true, that we are all humans. Every human is going through a different battle. And this battle to compare ourselves to other people, to have hate towards other people, to judge other people, to judge ourselves, or to have hatred towards ourselves or towards God. And this is something, you know, our enemy loves. He wants us to have this anger and hate. And it's not the truth. The truth is, again, I'll say it, we are made in God's image. We are not mistakes. So the temptation is to judge others harshly, to judge ourselves potentially harshly, or to just really, really get down on ourselves. And even if it's not out loud. So I've noticed recently I've been trying to be a lot better about all of this and just to be a lot more conscious of what the thoughts are that are going through my mind. So I try to recognize when I'm comparing myself to someone, when I'm judging someone, and I try to take that thought and put the truth in for it. So if I'm thinking these evil things, I want to put in something like, they're made in God's image. They are going through their own battles. Like, how can I speak blessings over them? Even if it's just in my mind, how can I, you know, think blessings over them instead of thinking something negative? You know, even earlier today, there was something that happened and it made me think, oh, I'm not good enough. I'm a mistake. I'm worthless, this and that. And I wanted to switch and say, wow, Jesus is enough. Like he, and I just thought of some lyrics from some different worship songs and just kind of went through some different things. I was like, okay, he is the mighty counselor for me and he is enough. And I don't have to be, and he has made me enough for what I need to be, but he's enough for everything else. I encourage you to be more conscious about your thoughts, to recognize and realize when you're thinking something, you know, negative about someone, and just recognize if it's really the truth that God says about that person. And I really want to encourage that also over not only, you know, our friends and coworkers and bosses and family and things like that, but also about people in the spotlight, you know, public figures and celebrities and things like that. Cause I'll be random places and I'll hear people saying the meanest things, you know, about certain celebrities or certain people. And I just think like, oh man, that's like, that's not what God calls us to do. And, you know, sometimes it's coming from Christians or sometimes not. Either way, if you're a Christian or not, you're speaking love, not curses, and speaking, you know, truth that each person is valuable. Even if they're a celebrity, that doesn't, they're, you know, they're still a human being. So I just really, you know, this whole topic has been in our hearts, you know, Caleb and I's hearts, because, you know, we want to bring more light into people's lives, not darkness. And that, I think that really starts with what happens in our minds. And, you know, out of our thoughts, our words speak. So if we're thinking these negative things, they'll usually come out. And then that is just like a trickle effect that can just spread that hate and that darkness. And it really separates us from friends. If we think mean things about our friends, it separates us from them. Even if they don't hear us talking meanly, or even if we're not gossiping out loud, if we're thinking those things internally, it still separates us from them. It makes us feel more alone. It makes them feel more alone. So all that to say, I just hope this can encourage you like it's encouraging me. And I am guilty of, you know, this myself, but to take my thoughts captive, to remind myself in my moments of weakness that we are not a mistake. I'm not, they're not. God made them. We make mistakes. Yes, those mistakes can be extremely frustrating, and people act out of insecurity and want attention and this and that. Yes, we make mistakes, but we trust in the one that doesn't. And God is perfect, and we're each in a battle. And how can we help each other in that battle? So I wanted to say to you again, you are not a mistake, and I'm not a mistake. God doesn't make mistakes, and He made you, and He made me. He is perfect. He is a sure foundation and our rock in which we can rest. He is enough to overcome self-hatred, comparison, judgment, unforgiveness, because He's the pure meaning of love. We make mistakes, He forgives us. He doesn't make mistakes. And that's just so freeing to me. I looked up scriptures about all these things, and I'm going to post them on our blog. And to get to our blog, you just go to unshakablecrown.com/blog. And you can also find us on Instagram, Unshakable Crown. I just wanted to close with a scripture that really encourages me and reminds me to really understand the things that I'm thinking about and to change my thinking in terms of what God's word says. And this is in Philippians 4, verse 8. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is honorable, whatever is just, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is commendable, if there is any excellence or if there's anything worthy of praise, think about these things. That's Philippians 4, verse 8. I love that, and I just think it goes so perfectly with what we're talking about. We might dwell on our mistakes or other people's mistakes, but sometimes that doesn't do much good. We can apologize. We can say we're sorry for mistakes that we've made, and forgive others for their mistakes, but to not dwell there, but to dwell on the truth that each person is made in God's image and to spread that love, which I believe will make a huge difference in this world. So thank you so much for being here with Unshakable Crown, and we really hope to connect with you guys soon and can't wait to hear from you. Thanks so much.